Well, have you ever bought a video game, an ebook, a song, or a movie, and you plan to put it on your iPad or your iPhone? Do you really own it? Well, joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is our consumer expert from DATCAP, Michelle Reinen. And Michelle, when you buy a digital product, is it really yours?
That is such a great question, and it's something that is an outstanding question whenever you're dealing in the digital world. I mean, when you buy that digital product, you may actually be purchasing a license to access it and not the product itself. So in some cases, the seller may have licensing issues with the content you bought, may own license to use it worthless when that happens. And many digital items also come with digital rights management software, which prevents users from using the product in a way that wasn't approved by the seller or creator. So you end up with limitations on what you, quote, own.
So what do you do as far as trying to make sure that this is something you're always going to have access to?
Yeah, you may consider buying a digital item, but be sure before you do that, refer to the terms of service. That has to be the first step that you take. Details about what control you'll have over your digital products are usually explained in that fine print. And purchasing a license instead of a product itself is not inherently bad or undesirable, but it is important for you to know that you're spending your money on and how that purchase could affect you in the future. I mean, it could disappear if you don't keep your account active, and you really want to understand how your money is working for you or, you know, what you'll have after you may end an account service.
All right. So if you have any questions about this or any questions at all about your consumer rights, let's give that protection hotline.
You can call 1-800-422-7128.